You're not allowed to measure it out. Rashi learns a little bit different. Rashi learns on Amud Aleph here that Tana de Beis Shmuel on the bottom left side, but they said that Shasid de Shmuel metanoim. Yeah, hashtu the yama Shmuel also, but who shonim mishter seinu muter Shmuel b'shmeitu the yama also aloch lemaisas l'shminam shahabol lishu aloch lasas maisa marin loy also. If somebody comes to ask you a question, what should I do? We have to tell you, you're not allowed to measure off the flour. But the chazino in English the other, but if you see somebody measuring it off, loy machina the other, we don't stop the person. Why Rashi learns the halacha, the muta, the marin king? That's what Rashi learns. Ikir halacha is that's muta. You're allowed to measure off flour also. That Shmuel said the saucer is just that other people shouldn't come to do it. It's halacha of a marin king. I think other person will not learn, not like Rashi. Halacha is brought down that it's also. We don't we hold Paskin, not like Rashi. Halacha l'maisa means that's tak also. We hold like Shmuel, you're not allowed to measure out the flour on Yom Tov. Tana Rabbanan. Ein shoinin kemach the Yom Tov. Ein shoinin means you're not allowed to sieve flour a second time. So Rashi, ein shoinin kemach. Sheroktu meyesmi, you already sifted out, you ground out the flour, Erev Yomtif. Or bolish noisai vinapa, you want to do it a second time today, sift it out a second time. Leyafusa, to make it very nice, very fine, the flour. And shenin, you're not allowed to do this. Why? The efshalem yesmo. Again, because this you should have done yesterday. Since you could have sifted it out two, three, four times Erev Yomtif, you don't have a right to do it on Yomtif. Mishum Rabbi Pafayis. We have Yehuda ben Maseiro Amru, Shoinin. Yes, you're allowed to. They held you allowed to. Trashi Shoinin, you're allowed to sieve it out a second time. Teleka Tircha. There's no Tircha here. The Dobra Niru, everybody sees, Shezui Pam Shnid is the second time you're sifting it out. The Yenze Kimarake Lavaru. Mashenka, the first time you're sifting it out, that's some locha that's also to do on Yom Tif. Whether it's Midrabonim, whether it's Midraisa, as we had before, only from the Malachis of Lash V'Elech. From kneading the dough, from then on, you're allowed to do the Malachis. But anything before kneading the dough, making the flour, cutting down the wheat, sifting it, that's also to do on Yom Tov. Here, they're only matter to do a second sifting. Because since it was already sifted before Yom Tov, it's near a claw, it's flour ready. You're only doing it to make it look nice, that's mutter to do on Yom Tov. That's what they hold. On the Vishavin, both agree, Shemno, Fale, Toich, and Tzror. Aikisom, let's say on Yom Tov, it fell now into this flour. A Tzror, a pebble. Aikisom, some dirt fell in there. Sheshoinin. Now you were allowed a second time sift it out to make it look nice.
Alright, turnover.
Well, it says, Tony, Tona Kaime, the Ravina, those are the price in front of a Ravina, that ain't shining kemach b'yomtiv. No, you're not allowed to sift out the flour a second time on yomtiv. So him is mashma. Rashi learns that filu nofkol teichen tzror akisim. Even if the pebbles or dirt fell into the flour, still you can't sift it out a second time. Ela boidi kach some of yatzoras aborim biyodav. He holds the better answer is to do pick it out with your hands. In other words, make this burr right now, but don't use a kli which is more diamond than lechos a burr, but rather just use your hands. With your hands, take out the pebble, take out the stones, whatever dirt fell in. That's what he learns. Ein shoyne kemach biyomtiv. Avo nofa tzora kisim. But let's say, what should you do in case the dirt fell into the flour? Burr biyodoy. You allow to pick it out with your hands? Because burr is mutter and yomtiv. You don't use these kalim. Omale, he answered back, no. Kol shchein diyosa. For sure, this is also. Tevelay kiburr. This is like real burr. Trashi kol shchein diyosa. The mechse kiburr. It looks like you're really making a burr here. O burr av malachi. Karkoda. If you only sifted a second time, everybody sees this is not a real sifting. Because they saw the flour was clean already, it's not really sifting. Mashenkin, cleaning out with your hands, taking out the pebbles that fell in, that's like a real burr. And a real burr, that's awesome. See, it's Mashman and Gemara, that burr separating food on Yom Tov, it's awesome. The Maisel Alocha, we hold the smutter. So the Chiluk is, it depends. Here we're talking about burr flour. The derech to be burr flour is, we always say, it's like, just like sifting or just like grinding up the flour. Usually you clean out the flour once for a long period of time. Like you clean out the 100 ton, the whole silo is full of flour. So since the melach is not done for Yom Tov itself, it looks like it's being done for the future, that's what's also to do on Yom Tov. That's the svara why you can't cut down the tefuah on Yom Tov. You can't grind the tefuah on Yom Tov. It looks like you're doing an avodas melacha for a long time. So therefore, barur, and this is also asa. My shenki, when you have a plate of food in the serving you, you have your piece of chicken, you have your soup, and some dirt or fly fell in there, on Yom Tov for sure you're allowed to just take out the psyllus and throw it away. Even though on Shabbos that's awesome, but on Yom Tov it's mutter. Because this is burr, when the food is in front of you, it's near a claw, it's only lechel nefesh. You're only separating the food right in front that you can eat today. And that is mutter on Yom Tov. The same way you can cook the food today, you can mavaya the food that's in front of you. But here we're talking about, this is not the food you can eat right now. This is a bigger basket of flour you have here. So usually the derech to separate flour, to make flour clean, is not just to separate a half a pound you can use today. It's to separate 100 pounds that you can use for the rest of the week, rest of the year. Therefore here, burr is also. Dorash Rova Barahuna. Zute apiska de nadoi. And the doorpost of Nadoi, that Shoinin Kemach B'Yomtiv. You're allowed to sift it out a second time, the flour on Yomtiv. It doesn't look like a melacha altogether. Everybody knows it's only the second time you make it look nice. It's not a melacha at all. Omalu Rav Nachman. Puku, go out, the Omalu, and tell them, the Omalu Liaba, tell my father, like, Shakilu Tovasecha, take back your good, Vishodach is right, throw it in the back. In other words, we don't need you. In other words, Pukhazi, Kama Mehuta, Hadorim bin Adoi. In other words, look that we have plenty of thieves in Adoi. In other words, even without your drasha, that's mutter, we also knew it was mutter. Even without you, we also knew it was mutter. Drasha shakiru to the sechem. Einonu machzikim l'chotoy, we're not going to thank you for your psak. Pekach. Netuli to the sechem, metelos alakutim. Yeah, mutter nafois, hagim adoi, shakunan yoydesh mutter. We all know already that it's mutter. There's no nechidish what you're telling us. Adoi is a big city, everybody has a plenty of thieves that they use even on Yom Tov to sift out the flour. Even though for the first time you can, but if you have flour you sifted out yesterday, and today you want to do it a second time to make it finer, it's mutter to do on Yom Tov. Today, Suha, the Rav Yosef, Nahala Kimcha, Rav Yosef's wife, we used to sift out the flour. Agaba de Mehuta, with a shinui, on the back side, on the back of the sieve. Trashi Bachura Yanapa, on the back of the sieve. They are Lashanas. He made a Shinu on Yom Tov. Omar lo chazi diyano rifto mialisa vina. So he told his wife, you should know, make sure I won't have very good flour. And he told you don't have to do that. In other words, I want you to get me the flour, the purest you could. Don't make no shtick here. Don't do a Shinu. Do it the right way. Shrash rifto mialisa. E yatzrichas Lashanas. Tishayne kemach biyomtiv. You don't have to change around. Because you're allowed to sift a second time. That's what he told his wife. Same thing happened again to the Yisur of Ravashi. Ravashi's wife. Nahala Kimcho Agaba Deptura. She also sifted out the flour a second time, but also with the Shinui. Ravashi Agaba Deptura Achure Yashukhan. On the back of the table, she actually Toich, it had the back of the table has like a Toich, or something to Makabal to receive it. Vihoysa Shaina Kemech. She would do some type of a shinu. She would sift the flour again with an abnormal manner. Is Omer Ravashi? Ravashi told his wife. Omer Ravashi, Hodidan brate de Romi Bachoma. Hey, my wife is the daughter of Romi Bachoma. Romi Bachoma, morod yuvdevde. Romi Bachoma, he was the one that passed in the soul shali. He was the one that said the whole halacha here. Rashi says means medactic meister. He was a big poysik. He knew exactly what to do up yalochem. V'ilav v'chav y'mevei nasi yalehevi yovid. And if not that she didn't see by her father that that's the way they did, she wouldn't have been machmir so much. In other words, if Rashi was machmir, okay, he could be machmir. Like Mistami, you saw by your father, that's the way they sifted the flour on Yom Tov the second time, was with a shinui, so mashmir, that's the loch, he's going to do it with a shinui. I think that's the loch also. If you want to sift it even a second time, you have to do a shinui. Weiter. Hoylech Odom Eitzo Chendvini Harogel Etzloi. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to go to your friendly grocerman. The Oymelon, you can tell him, Tainli Beitzim. Today's Yom Tov, give me eggs. The Egoizim, I need nuts today. The Minyan, you're allowed to say, I need 10 eggs, I need 10 nuts. You're allowed to do that. Shekein Derech Balabayis Liyasmonim Tech Beitzim. Because that's not only a derech of buying, that's what people use eggs. You say, give me 5 eggs now. You say, tell your son, give me 5 eggs. Give me 10 nuts. So since people talk like this, not only by selling it, even by using it in your house, So telling the storekeeper, I want 10 eggs, is not derech mekach memcha, not ulzu d'chayel, you're allowed to say this in Yom Tov. You can't say the price, but you're allowed to say, give me 10 eggs. Tana Rabbanan. Hoy lechod ha-meitzeroi yeh-rogel esli. You're allowed to go to the shepherd, for Yomolo, and you can tell him, ten li gedi echod. Give me one kid. Or tele echod, one sheep. Eitzel tam, that you go to your butcher, rogel esli, you're always used to going to him, for Yomolo, and tell him, on Yom Tov. Ten li kaf achod. Give me one calf, one thigh. Or calf is what? Shoulders, maybe. Or yerech achas, one thigh. Or else, eitzel pitem a rogel esli. V'yomoloi tainli tur. Pitim means the people that raise birds, that fatten the birds. You can tell them, tainli turech, give me one tur. Oi goiz alechad, one young bird. Shrashi, pitim ha mefatim oifes l'shein l'losh m'shamnim. You fatten the birds. Say, give me a tur or give me a goizel. Eitzel nachtim, you go to a baker, horog letzel, that you know him. V'yomoloi, you can tell him on yom tev, tainli kikirech, give me one bread, one loaf of bread, a gluska achas, one cake. Go to your storekeeper, the grocery man, and tell him, "Tainli eskrim beitzim. I want 20 eggs today. Oy chamishim agoizim. Give me 50 egg nuts. Asara fraskim. Give me 10 fraskim. The chamishim moinim. 5 pomegranates. The esrig yechod. 1 esrig. Obavanchla yastulo eschumida. You're not allowed to mention the schumid rashi kava kavayim. That's not. Can't say, give me a kav, like give me a whole basket of kav worth. Because that's why it says that's called derech mekach memchem. But just to say, give me the amount, that's not derech mekach memchem. We have Yishmoel ben Elozer Oimer, Obavach la yaskeloi schum mekach. Drashi domin. That's the thing he holds us also. Mashma, to measure, to say how much the midah that you are allowed to. He just says the main thing is you can't mention the money. The schum mekach, that's also to mention on Yom Tov. Hadun alecha ein tzadin. Tzadin Mishnah. If you want to carry a kad, a whole pitcher full of wine, on from one place to another place on Yom Tov, so Rashi learns, it's Teuchat Chum, if you want to carry Kusta Chum, Yad and Eruv Tavshilin, so you're allowed to carry these pitchers of wine in a far distance. You're not allowed to put the kadim into a big basket. Over Kupa, but you can't put a lot of small pitchers into one big pitcher. But you're allowed to carry it on your shoulders, or in the front of else in front of you. But you're not allowed to put a lot of them into one big pitcher and carry the one big pitcher. Shrashi, lo yaviyim besal of a kupa. Lo say sholosh v'yabor l'tech kupa. To put three or four small of them into one big pitcher. Lo yasim and you carry it. Mishum deniro kamaitza v'chur loses masois. That looks like a weekday act of carrying a lot of things that you should not do on Yom Tov. You're allowed to carry one or two pitchers of wine on your shoulders. That looks like you want today. Or the front of the other, carry it in front of you on your hands. That's mutter. Somebody's carrying wheat. You're not allowed to throw the bundle on your back. You're allowed to bring it in front of you. Or either to make, to burn it, to straw-like, or else to give it the animals to eat. You can't throw the bundle on your back. It's a Gnai Yom Tov. Looks like you have a lot of work to do. The rest looks like you have to go a very far away place. So you shouldn't carry the bundle throwing it down your back. That's not Ulda, that's not the Chol, that's also. But you're allowed to carry the bundle in front of you. Another halacha, you're allowed to